Hello and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Naso. In this week's Parsha, we read in Perek Vav of Sefer Bamidbar, we read about the Nazir, someone who makes a neder to abstain from many worldly pleasures and communal activities. For example, we know he's not allowed to have his hair cut, he has to refrain from any wine or alcoholic derivatives, and perhaps most strikingly, he may not attend funerals, even a levaya of his closest relative. Excuse me. So a question must be asked about this Nazir. Is his decision to become a Nazir viewed positively or negatively in the eyes of the Torah? How does the Torah view someone who abstains from permitted worldly activities or who abstains or removes himself from the community in general? The Gemara in Masechet Ta'ani, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and also in Masechet Nedarim, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Gemara there in both places discuss a difference of opinion, a machloket between Rabbi Elazar HaKapar and Rabbi Elazar regarding one who abstains from worldly pleasures and from the accepted norms of the community. As an example of one who abstains from permitted pleasures, they and their machloket focuses on the Nazir of our Parsha. Rabbi Elazar HaKapar focuses on the Pasuk in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, which discusses the two birds that a Nazir must bring when his period of Nazirut is finished. The Pasuk reads, V'yasa ha-kohen echad l'chatat ve'echad le'ola, V'chiper alav me'asher chata al hanafesh, etc. The Kohen has to bring one chatat and one olav, v'chiper alav me'asher chata al hanafesh. The fact that the Nazir is bringing a korban chatat, and the fact that the Torah says that he sinned, presents, according to Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, presents a kal v'chomer. If a person who only abstains from wine and only abstains from haircuts, just as a Nazir does, if that person is called a chote, if that person is called a sinner, then kal v'chomer, one who abstains from all worldly pleasures, is most certainly labeled a sinner. In other words, one who separates himself or herself from the norms of the community is not only misguided, but is actually, according to this pasuk, and according to the Rabbi Elazar HaKapar understands it, the person's actually called a sinner in the eyes of God. Rabbi Elazar in that same Gemara, however, takes the opposite position, and he too has a kal v'chomer based on a pasuk as well. This pasuk is a few pasukim earlier, Perek Vav, pasuk Hey, Kol Yemei Neder Nizro, Ta'ar Lo Yavor Al Rosho, Ad Melo Ot Hayamim, Asher Yazir Lashem, Kadosh Yihyeh V'chulei. Until the completion of the days, that he'll be a Nazir for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Yihyeh. He will be holy, he'll be called holy. This pasuk presents a kal v'chomer in the opposite direction. If a person who abstains only from wine and from haircuts, as a Nazir does, if that person is called Kadosh, then one who abstains from all worldly pleasures is most certainly praised as being holy. The Gemara continues to explain how each side supports their own position, and how they both explain the other person's pasuk in line with their own view. The question, however, is obvious. How can the Torah itself take such opposites, if you don't mind me saying, contradictory views? What is the Torah's view? Is the Nazir specifically, and one who abstains from worldly pleasures in general, viewed positively or negatively? The Rambam seems at first glance to compound the question rather than resolve it. The Rambam seems to contradict himself as well. In Hilchot Deot, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Shema Yomar Adam, Hoil v'akina v'atava v'akavod v'chayotzei behem derech ra'ahen u'motzi'in et ha'adam min ha'olam, efrosh mehem biyoter. I'm just reading the beginning of the halacha. Someone could accidentally say, says the Rambam, that there are certain negative midot in the world, kina, tava, kavod, etc. And therefore, I'm going to separate myself, letzad ha'acharon, says the Rambam, Continuing in the Rambam, Ad shelo yochal basar, velo yishte yain, velo yisa isha, velo yeshev bedirana, etc. Again, this is the Rambam Hilchot Deot, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. I don't want anything to do with the rest of the world, and I'm not going to eat wine, drink wine and eat meat. I'm not going to get married. I'm not going to sit in a home. I'm not going to wear nice clothing. Says the Rambam, it's a derech ra'ahi v'yasur le'lechba ha'malech baderech zu nikra chote. This is an evil way to go, going so far to the extreme. And the Rambam continues in that same halacha. Shiharei hu omer bin nazir. It's exactly what it says in with regard to a nazir in our parsha. V'chiper alav me'asher chata ala nefesh. And the Rambam quotes Rabbi Elazar HaKapar in that kal v'chomer. So the Rambam takes aside very clearly that one who separates himself or herself from worldly pleasures is called a sinner and is not following in the path of God. And he brings Nazir as an example of someone who acts in that way. So we have clearly the Rambam taking one side. However, the Rambam and Hilchot Nedarim, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Halacha Chaf Gimel, seems to side with Rabbi Elazar himself exactly in the opposite direction. The Rambam again, Hilchot Nadarim Yud Gimel Chav Gimel, Mi Shenadar Nadarim, Kedei Lechonen Deotav, Uletakein Ma'asav, Harei Ze Zarizu Meshuvach. Somebody who makes a neder in order to correct their ways is considered as Zariz and as Meshuvach and is praiseworthy. And the Rambam uses, for example, at the end of that halacha, for example, V'chein mishaya mitge'e biyofyo v'nadar b'nazir v'chayotze b'darim elu kulan derech avodah l'Hashem heim. This is the way of Hashem. This is serving God. And this is what is called, says the Rambam at the end of this halacha, nedarim siag l'prishut. So the Rambam seems to contradict himself. Does the Rambam say that taking an oath of a nazir is positive, as he says in Hilchot Deot, or is it negative in Hilchot Nedarim? As mentioned, a closer look at the wording and the context of the Rambam does, as expected, shed light on our question. In short, the way the Torah looks at a person who separates from societal norms depends on the way he separates from the community and the reason for separating in the first place. There is no question, excuse me, that a Jew's role in this world is to be involved in the community and to work from within that community to serve Hashem. The Torah lists many mitzvot concerning our conduct within the community, such as business practices, legal practices, social interactions, all are dictated by mitzvot. In addition, many of the mitzvot require our usage of Hashem's creations. Making a blessing, for example, making a bracha before and after a meal, and ensuring that meal is kosher. They're just two examples of sanctifying an otherwise mundane event, animalistic event, such as eating. Our job is to utilize all of the beautiful creations in the world and to be mekadesh them. One who despises God's creations and withdraws into his or her own world because he or she feels that the creations are inherently bad would most certainly be viewed negatively, as the Rambam says in Hilchot Deot. One who withdraws from the world because he or she is, quote, too good for it, is a chote. She has created new laws that Hashem never commanded. However, the Torah also recognizes that each person is created differently. Each with his or her own strengths and weaknesses. There may be times when a person sees the need, temporarily, to withdraw from the community, to recharge the batteries. And that's what the Rambam says in Hilchot Nedarim, Kedei Lechonen Deotav, Uletakein Ma'asav, to correct one's thoughts, one's machshavot, to fix one's actions. If one's actions are not to denigrate, are not intended to denigrate the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nor to create a new set of laws, then her actions are praised. If a nazir withdraws in order to strengthen herself to eventually return to the community, she's called kadosh. Independence and self-expression are most valuable, but in this context, they're not as a permanent way of life. Perhaps one can suggest that that is exactly what the Rama, Rav Moshe Isserles, says in a sefer. We all know Rav Moshe Isserles, he died almost 400 years after the Rambam. Rav Moshe Isserles, of course, wrote his emendations to Shulchan Aruch, but he also wrote an incredible sefer called Torat HaOlah. And in Torat HaOlah, in the 71st chapter, in chapter Ayin Aleph, the Rama quotes a very short Mishnah and Gemara. The Mishnah is in Masechet Nazir Dav Hei Amar Aleph. And the Mishnah says four words, Stam Nizirut Lamid Yom. When somebody makes a neder to be a Nazir, they can say, I'll be a Nazir for a week. They can say, I'll be a Nazir for a year, for 10 years. But what happens if a person does not stipulate? What happens if a person just says, I will be a Nazir, and doesn't say for how long? The Mishnah says in four words, Stam Nizirut Lamid Yom. Nizirut, without stipulation, lasts 30 days. And the Gemara says, Minahani Mili. How do I know that Stam Nizirut is only 30 days long? Amar Rav Matna, Amar Kra, the Torah says, in Rav Matna quotes the Torah, Kadosh Yihyeh, says the Gemara, Yihyeh Begematria Tzlatin Havu. The Gemara says that Yihyeh, he shall be holy, shall be Yihyeh Begematria is 30. And it's astounding Gemara. Are we learning a halacha based on Gematria? As a matter of fact, the Rush on this Gemara and the Rambam in his Perush on Mishnayot to this Mishnah say that the Gemara already knew the halacha, knew it was 30 days, and all Rav Matna was doing was telling us an asmachta. That's all Rav Matna was doing. And the Rush actually brings a proof to this, because we know Rabbi Yishmael, his Yud Gimel Midot, that we read every morning before Psukei Dezimra, has 13 midot, 13 ways that we learn the Torah. Gematria is not one of them. There are ways to answer that, and some Rishonim and Achronim do, but is that what we're supposed to learn? We're learning a Gematria, and there's no significance to, okay, yeah, 30 days, and if Yihyeh was 35, it would be 35, and if it was 47, it would be 47. There must be something deeper than that, and the Rama actually says that exactly. The Rama tells us very clearly, and we know this again, this is in Torah Ta'olah, Perek Ayin Aleph, or as the Rama calls it, Perek Echad Shivim. The Rama says that we know that 30 days creates, in halacha, creates a habit. So for example, if Sukkot is finished, and now we started saying Mashiva Ruach Amar Degeshem, And if I start davening and I forget whether I said Mashiva Ruach or not, well, we see, have I been davening for 30 days or have I not been davening for 30 days? If I've been davening for 30 days, we can assume I've gotten into the habit of saying Mashiva Ruach, don't repeat Shemon Esrei. But if I haven't been davening for 30 days, then I have to assume that I have not gotten into the habit of saying Mashiva Ruach and I must repeat. And there's many examples of this. Says the Rama, the purpose of a Nazir is to create the habit of living a lifestyle of Kedusha, living a lifestyle of recognizing the value and the dangers of worldly pleasures. But the Kedusha of a Nazir is not found, says the Rama, is not found when I'm a Nazir. The Kedusha of a Nazir is found after I finish being a Nazir. Quoting the Rama inside, says the Rama, Ure'eini fla'ot Torah-teinu, ki lamdu haminyan, because our Torah is so beautiful, because the Torah, Chazal, learned the idea of 30, the number 30, mimilat yihyeh, shehu lashon atid, he shall be a Nazir, he shall be kadosh. What does yihyeh mean? Says the Rama, ki ikar kedushato shel Nazir, yihyeh le'atid. Achar hashlamat yemei nizro, sheya'amod az beinyan mitzua, lo b'shat nizro. B'shat nizro, says the Rama, that's when he's called a chote. But when is he going to be called kadosh? He's going to be called kadosh yihyeh. When he learns how to use the values, the kedusha that he developed over 30 days, over being a nazir, after that, when he comes back into society, yes, when he drinks a little wine, yes, when he cuts his hair, yes, when he goes to funerals, yes, when he comes back into the community, is he still going to be able to be metaken deotav? Is he still going to be able to retain that focus on God, that focus on growth? That will determine whether he is a kadosh or a chote. May we all be zoche to recognize the value and the dangers of the world that we live in, to involve ourselves in the world carefully, but also to use the world as a tool to get closer to God, to bring ourselves, our families, our communities, and all of Klal Yisrael closer, Emir Tzashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a Shabbat Shalom.